Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Everything was neat. All the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were like 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs?
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
And the Bulldog.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day.
It was me all along!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Why bury the lead? For those interested in my notebook, the last thing I looked at, or the first thing I looked at, which is the same, 68,888 Jell-O shots at Rocco's.
Ah, right. College World Series statistics from our betting analyst, Sam Paniadovich, on Friday.
Yes. There was this maybe the total consumed last year at the College World Series?
That's right.
68,888 Jell-O shots. It's a lot of Jell-O, like you said.
Yeah. So, I mean, forget about the alcohol.
That's
a lot of Jell-O intake.
It's way too much Jell-O.
What am I in the hospital with get my tonsils out? What's going on here? All the Jell-O.
You saved that, I think. How is this line ending?
I wasn't going to get there.
You got the tonsils. That's good.
Yeah. Appendicitis is what popped into my head because that happens to be the thing I was most recently in the hospital with.
But that doesn't correlate with Jell-O.
No, that would not.
Tonsils.
Tonsils.
That's what they give you.
Yes.
I had my tonsils out.
Yeah.
In second grade. I mean, I was just told that. I don't remember anymore, but I've been told that.
Yeah.
And they give you Jell-O, right?
Jell-O and some ice cream. And
ice cream.
Things that are easy on the... Yeah. Yeah.
We have the College World Series on in here again today. Yesterday, we got a no-hitter for the trouble.
And that was why I thought to turn it on. Let's see what happens today.
I used to care about this event.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was because it was in the days when something wasn't on all the time.
Yes.
Like in the 80s,
that's right.
this would be on, as it is now,
the afternoon,
weekday afternoons.
The summer. Right, yeah.
I got Mike Patrick's voice in my head for the College World Series, maybe. And, okay, here's something that's on when I get home from school.
It's live sports.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter is still in school, so there's still school, and somehow. And I would get home, and this would be on, and that was pretty cool. But it's now, I think the difference is there's something on always. There's always something on.
That's right.
International soccer was not a thing that I could watch on a regular basis as a kid. Of course, all the talk shows and all the replays. All the games any game that you want is just right there. Just have to go search for it. So I think that's the difference. It hasn't, I wonder if that's like been the saturation point. I wonder if that's an important part of people who might find their interest in sports waning. That it's just like too much.
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing in life where
hard
to get? Shouldn't sports go back to playing hard to get?
Maybe a little. Maybe a little. I do feel kind of soaked by the amount of stuff that's on. And I've said it this way many times over the years when we would talk about baseball specifically, that there being a game on every night means I watch less than I ever did. Because if there's a game on every night, it's very, very easy, I think, to just go, oh, well, I'll watch tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and something, friend call, whatever. You're going to be able to come with a reason, especially in the spring and, the summer.
Well, also, it's not special.
Right. That's it. Like, I don't need an appointment for it. I'm not going to look to see, oh, who's playing on the Saturday game of the week. As soon as the weekend TV listings would come out, I think maybe Thursday in the paper, there'd be a column on the left-hand side of the page you open, page 2 of the sports section would have the weekend laid out for you. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What have I got? 1 o'clock on NBC. And when there's a game all the time, I stopped doing that. And yeah, I know it might be counterintuitive to an extent, but
I don't know if it is.
I watch less because it's always there.
Yeah, it's ironic. That's kind of what I'm thinking too. Is maybe I've thought about this before, probably, but just the fact that there are so many options.
Yeah,
and it's just round the clock. It's maybe a reason. I don't mean this professionally necessarily, but it's maybe a reason to just sort of let football have its month off. You know?
Yeah.
Until I saw the updates at 3, it's about a minute. At about 3 o'clock and 45 seconds, I looked down at my notebook and I saw Jello shots. And, this is what we're watching. Actually, I used to care about this. Why don't I now? And, I had a football, I had 3 or 4, football takes ready.
Well, it's early.
We'll get there. Right. Professionally, I don't think I really want to risk taking the time off.
No, I know.
From the Bills.
But I know what you mean. There is enough other stuff, but it's a little complicated. Like the more available stuff is, the less special it is. And if it's less special, even the games that you might choose to watch, I still will. This time of the year, I sit outside for a little while after we get home. But eventually, 7:30, say 7:45, I'm going to get in front of the TV, and I'll turn a ball game on. But I'm not really watching it. I'm playing the guitar. I'm fooling around on Twitter, catching up on stuff that I flagged through the day that I want to read that I didn't feel like I had time to devote my brain power to then. So it's sort of catch up. And so it's on. Which is fine. I mean, it's a regular season baseball game. It's 1 out of 162. So I don't need to be watching it. But even when I choose to watch, I'm hardly watching.
Yeah, I like that. Like last night I did that with Angels Yankees. It was just on in the background.
Yeah.
I liked having it on in the background. And when something happened, I looked up.
Yeah.
But it isn't, I don't know, this is a different point, right? But it isn't like, some people are just going to sit there and stare at it and devote their full attention to it.
Right.
And that's great. That's why it's on, right? Because enough people have turned it on. For me, it's better as background. But totally, there's a human logical correlation. The more of it, the more available something is to you, the less interested you might become in that thing. At least eventually.
Especially if it's with baseball, hockey. I mean, I will do other stuff while watching a Sabres game. And even these Stanley Cup Finals games, not dissimilar at all from what I just described watching a baseball game last night. But it is especially more prevalent for me if I don't have a dog in the race. I don't have a team. We don't have a baseball team. We've got a AAA team. So I'm going to get home and turn on a Major League Baseball game and somebody, a pitcher, Skeens, Pittsburgh, that comes into my house. Okay, I'm going to turn that on, but I'm not affiliated. I don't have a jersey. I'm not a fan. I'm a baseball fan. I'm not a Pirates fan. I'm not a Yankees fan. So it's a lot easier to be more casual about that than it is, say, with the Bills or the Sabres. And a part of that for me is professional because I want to watch a Sabres game and hopefully notice things that I can bring to the show. If it's needed, if it, you know, comes up, I just, that's how I want to treat that. So that even rises to a different level than, you know, regular season baseball games, because we don't have a team. Like, I'm not ready for our
You're not taking notes.
Our Angels segment.
You're not taking notes.
Right. Right.
Yep. Well, anyway, I mean, Yankees Red Sox over the weekend. I watched the game Friday night. I tweeted about the Judge home run in the ninth, and then a couple of replay reviews that took the joy out of it for me. And, you know, might have used the word important in quotes, because it was, you know, supposed to be an important series. And just like, not everything can be important. It comes down to how the word is defined. If everything is important, then nothing is.
Right.
And with hockey and with baseball, maybe it would be basketball too. It makes sense. There's not a lot of importance in it until the end, or, you know, in certain situations, it will be important because, like, the season is almost over and you need, you know, you're one game back or something like that. But otherwise, I just think we've learned, sports has changed, and we've learned a lot about what really isn't that big, like home field, and like just not a big, as big a deal as we wanted it to be when they built the system and all the wild card teams now. And I didn't mean to go into commentary on that.
But. Interesting that you started there. I came across one of the things I was reading while I wasn't devoting my full attention to a baseball game yesterday before the basketball game started, was a piece in the New York Times about how, with all the streaming, just how sports teams and leagues have sort of altered the relationship with their fans to such an extent that it just, the connectivity, the common shared experience isn't even there. This piece, it was a New York Times / Athletic piece that cited like the different blackout rules and all the different streaming services, and one sports bar in Iowa where the operators, they're on top of everything. They want to provide games for people that come to their place, but they don't even know, like, oh, do I have that service? Am I blacked out on that? And like, people get mad and leave. And what happens then? They stop coming, and your business suffers because you can't find the game. It's something that was so, it was one provider. I've got whatever service I've got. Here are the games. Okay, I'll pick one or five, right? Now it's like, you know, Apple TV on Friday nights, and it's Tuesday nights over here, and football is the same way, and it's all so just segmented that we're not all watching the same stuff anymore. And it just, it's harder to get to the point where something rises to the level of appointment. Like, I need to see this. Everyone's going to be talking about blank. I want to be a part of that, whether I'm in high school trying to fit in, or I'm at the job, or whatever it is. And it's harder to do that because everything is just sort of kind of all over the place. I'm not saying, like, I don't know where to go find stuff, but plenty of times this summer when it's the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs, we're going, say, four series in each sport, trying to remember, like, okay, who's got the hockey game tonight? Is that on this app or that app? Where am I going? I'm going to get there, but it's way more challenging than it used to be to just turn the TV on and, like, go to the region you know in the guide has all the channels you're looking for, where the sports are going to be, and, like, there it is. And now, like, tonight's on Prime tonight. I got to go over there. It's just kind of annoying.
I haven't thought about that in the context of the sports bar, but it's reminding me of when I was helping out at 716 with the weekly schedule. I was doing that. Like, part-time, I would recommend, you know, here they've got that giant screen, now Southern Tier, the giant screen, and they can put it, they can be one game, or it can be six, or it can be different. And I'm not sure if it's different now, but, like, that's how it was then. And when I was, what is that, 2017? More, is that longer ago? 10 years ago? I know everything's always seems like it's 10 years ago.
When's that Chief Eric Wood, the opening of the bar was 2014 season, I think.
Yeah. It's pre McDavid Eichel.
Yeah.
Because the lottery, we watched the lottery in there.
Anyway.
So, like 10, 11 years ago, I loved that the people running the restaurant wanted it to be a place. One guy, my friend Dominic, he was insistent that the place be, it not be a place where if you walked, kind of what you said, it would not be a place where if you walked in, it would be weird what was on.
Right.
Like, why isn't this, you'd want the hardcore sports fan to have its have his or her expectations met when they walked in the door, because they know it's this game right now. And so that was kind of my job, or I would help anyway. Like, this is what I would put, like, you know, I'm a hardcore sports fan. This is what I would have on the screen at all times, like for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
But there was never, or almost never, any alternative source. It would all just be DirecTV, or it'd all just be cable.
Right.
Like, you would, I would almost never, I don't know if I ever did. You know, this is on the internet. So you got to figure out, I don't know how to do it. You got to figure out yourself.
Yeah, that all was pre-streaming. Like, I'm sure streaming existed, but it was not as mainstream as streaming has become now.
Yeah, I mean, that was, right now, I'm not sure I can think of any examples where I had to, like, sort of, in parentheses, all right, you got to call up this website or something. It never really was about that. It's not really, that's not growing up. That's recent. That's still pretty recent.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, from a sports bar standpoint, how do you do it? From a consumer standpoint, we just, you know, casually ourselves mention every once in a while, like, I'm not watching the Stanley Cup Finals. That's it. I'm not watching the finals. I'd like to, but I'm not going out for them. Mm-hmm. Don't care enough to do that. Other things in life to do, and I don't get them. So I'm out. And I did see, you saw again today, more from Richard Deitch on that.
Yeah.
I didn't see the article.
The ratings are down about 25% from last year when it was on ABC and ESPN.
And the reason is, it's TNT.
Yeah. That's
fewer homes.
That's what they think.
Right?
Yeah.
Why otherwise would it be
right
less popular this year? The series is just as good. The teams are the same.
And you had the Four Nations even to sort of boost the casuals. So I was stunned to find, I didn't realize there would be, I was not expecting that. But I guess, you know, the way that story was written that I reposted today, what was, you know, the NHL sort of expected this to happen, but they took the money. Like, they wanted the deal. They got the money from TNT and Turner and whatever, and so here we are. But they expected there to be a drop, and there is.
Football's best trait might be the sparsity of games. I mean, football runs no risk of the same sort of, you become numb almost. They don't run that risk. There will not be three Bills games in a week. You know, like,
right.
There are more games on holidays
different
and Thursdays
of the week, right?
Maybe they're sort of pushing at the limits of that, but the teams are never going to play more often than they do, and maybe football is lucky for that.
I think so. I think it's still, that is still appointment television. Whereas if it worked differently, even the standalone days, like, sure, they're giving you, you know, a 1 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and an 8:30 window, say on a holiday. Okay, like that's one at a time. It's not, if there were three games growing at 1 o'clock and three, like a Sunday often is, or almost always is, then I think you could run into trouble. Like, it would just be just too much. But they still do feel like, even, you know, the weakest matchup is still like, okay, it's Thursday Night Football. I'm here.
I'm definitely that fan.
I'm gonna get eyes on it. And that has changed for me in the last, I don't know, few years. I used to kid around, like, part of the reason I didn't want to, I shouldn't say kid around, I meant this. Part of the reason I didn't want to get heavily invested in fantasy is because I don't want a reason to feel like I need to watch Jacksonville, Arizona on Thursday night. Like, if it's a lousy looking game with 2-9 teams, I don't want to put my energy into that. I'll do something else. But if I've got Kyler Murray or whatever, you know, it's gambling, there's going to be another level of interest that didn't exist, you know. So I don't like to artificially create that for myself, although I think I often do now.
This is
not so much with fantasy, but more just regular wagering.
This is funny. This is the second, my podcast, ADP Chasing, is Tuesday mornings. So this is two shows for me today, and both early on got to this same point, how you might not realize it, but it might be joyless. You know, it might be.
Yeah, yeah.
You might not, if you feel like you're addicted to it, or like, boy, that's true of anything, but you feel like you have to watch because of fantasy.
Right.
Then, well, that's not maybe healthy. I don't know what else I would do on that Thursday
right,
night.
Right.
Like, your kids are in their 20s.
Right, I have nothing.
What are you doing?
I have no, I am untethered. Yeah. Yeah. If it starts to feel more like have to than want to, that's, you know, that's not a place I want to be with something that's recreational.
No, right. That seems logical. Here's Mike with us. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. Thank you.
I was just calling in. You're talking about getting the sports up on the screens and the sports bars. I was one of the managers at Woody's in Rochester back in the early 90s, and we had two huge satellite dishes on the actual roof of the building. And we had to try to, like, tune in things from all over the country on the satellite dishes. It was that was quite a time to try to make everybody happy.
I would imagine you, back in those days, would have gotten, like, coordinates or something that you had to, like, set the thing to, right?
Yeah, you had to, like, learn where you had to, what coordinates you had to put it on to get stations from different all over the country. And you'd get the raw satellite feeds. So sometimes you'd see the announcers, like, between while the commercials were on, you'd see the announcers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But we only had two, so I could only get two, like, out-of-town games. I had to rely on cable for everything else. So then there'd always be somebody who was mad that whatever they wanted to watch wasn't on.
Well, sure. I guess that's going to happen. But that's where you come in as the expert and be like, no, this is what we're doing. This is what the people want, according to me. Yeah, I mean, that's way back. But I think back in that example, I would have not been mad. I would have been excited to go to a place that had, like, I don't know, the Reds. Just
right.
Because when am I going to get to watch right. them? Never. So that's that would have been fun.
But it does sort of play back into where we started, where, like, now you don't have to go to a bar to do that. You probably, you know, depending on, again, what services you have, you can find a lot of stuff. Although I don't know where, I really have not found out. I don't know where all the Major League Baseball games are housed right now. Like, for years here, I had the ESPN Plus, and it was very much like hockey is during hockey season, where that's the place for, you know, there's the odd NHL Network game or the, you know, whatever, the other carrier game. But, like, on a random Wednesday night in the NHL season, if there's 12 games, 10 of them are on ESPN Plus. Like, I go find it there. And baseball was like that up until this year. There's not that you go and look at ESPN Plus on your smart device and click watch, and click the MLB icon, you're going to get Sunday night's game. Whatever they are carrying Sunday night, that's it. There is nothing. There's Wednesday night. That's gone. And I don't know. I know Apple's got Friday night. I think you mentioned that the other day.
I think they have Mondays. I mean, that game. No, that was MLB. Maybe it's just Fridays.
But I don't know where. Yeah, I imagine you could just buy a package through MLB.tv or something. Yep. I don't know. But, like, I'm used to having 10 baseball games to pick from on an average night, and now I've got whatever is being brought in on my Fubo stream.
Which Yankees, is Cleveland, Pirates.
MLB Network.
MLB Network.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
What did I watch the Dodgers on last night after the Yankee game? MLB?
Otani? I would guess that's what
I watched. One inning.
Yeah.
I guess I watched his entire outing
yep.
as a pitcher, not even realizing it. Well, so there's that.
There was just some riffing. Yeah, I don't know what that really was.
Just another. It felt like a complaint. Is it a complaint? What was the original point? Not being as interested in the College World Series as I was 35 years ago? I don't feel like that's complaining, but I do like when we talk about it because I think it's very relatable, and I don't think you have to be over 40 to be frustrated by it. I think anybody could be frustrated by it, especially, you know, for different reasons, maybe younger people, you know, affordability or whatever it is, like you just can't sort of cover all your bases as a fan. An older fan will be like, well, tough. I mean, that's how it's way better than it used to be. I mean, you get way more on your, you know, set is the show ever sounded older than set than you used to, but
it costs more than ever.
It costs more than ever. And it's also in and of itself frustrating to not know, like your last point, where to look. And that's I think a pretty common, quote problem. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll talk NHL draft today. Scott Wheeler will join us and get some Bill stuff in here shortly. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
I know Mahomes and the capabilities he has and how special he is. And yes, he wins, and he's arguably the clutchest quarterback I've ever seen. But also, because of his team, he's afforded to play a certain style sometimes that I would tell you Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen can't, right? He can throw a ball away on third down or first down, just go, I don't like it. I'm just going to put it here, and we'll be in second and 10. My defense is really good. He'll keep us in the game. And because of that, that's not necessarily led itself to perfect quarterback play. Now, they win the game, and he knows how to play to win the game, and that's where this exercise is so hard. But I think if you broke it down game by game and you watched film with me, you'd go, yeah, I think, Chris, you're right. Burrow, Allen, and Lamar Jackson had a better year than Patrick Mahomes and the way he played last year.
Okay, Chris Sims, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. I think he ranked Jackson first on his list. I get emails from NBC, so I can't say I wouldn't have seen them. That's how I would have seen them. He ranked a lot of guys, like 50 guys.
Okay.
Something to do.
I don't think that is that being. I haven't seen reference to this on any of the platforms. Is that a hot take? I feel like most people who watched football last year would be like, yeah, that sounds about right. Like last year, I don't know about overall, like who's the best, but off last year, yeah, Mahomes had a very mid kind of year. And those other guys all played like played their butts off.
Well, I think even in that small clip, he's really kind of still saying both things. Performance, the luxury, the defense point, playing to win, you know, whatever that actually means, those kinds of things. I think he might want to say Mahomes is the best. Somebody might want to say that and still have to concede the point about last year and these things that are mentioned there. You get to decide for yourself what you want to make it about. And if you want to put Mahomes fourth on a list because he didn't do things that other quarterbacks more often had to do, okay, do it that way. But you could also make an excuse for him because of that. He, you know, he's not as likely maybe as other guys to get his team beat with a forced decision or something like that. You could give him credit for things that there maybe Chris Sims is more critical of him for. You could do it either way. I feel I love a good sports debate, but best quarterback in the league right now is too hard. Like all four of those guys, I don't know if I want to put Burrow with the other three. I think last year statistically he could have been the MVP. He had the best numbers of the four guys, but his team had the worst season. And I think we know how that goes.
Right.
For me, he's not on the top level, and the other three guys are. And I think on a given day or a given year, you can rank them any way you want.
I mostly agree. I think the big Mahomes is not obviously the runner that Jackson and Allen are, but he's more of a runner than even Burrow is. Like Burrow just is not, that does not really exist in his game. He is no real threat. I mean, can he move around and get out of there if he has to? Sure. I mean, he's not Drew Bledsoe necessarily, but he's closer to Bledsoe than he is to Allen or Mahomes, I would say, stylistically from a athletic profile standpoint. So that's always been kind of a ding on him for me. I'm conflicted about this because on one hand, as someone who wants to see the Bills have a year here where they can get the one seed and finally get over Mount Mahomes and Mount Reed and get all the way to the Super Bowl, I feel like I never go looking because I know I can't bet it here, but we talked a few weeks ago, maybe in a, more than a month ago, about Mahomes and the MVP, and I just feel like that, if the odds are right, I might want to find a way to get somebody to do that for me. Because I just feel like there could be a year coming where with Rice back and Worthy maybe taking a step, I know there's concern about Kelsey's age. There really has been for a couple years running now, but I feel like they're going to have, really it's about Rice and maybe Worthy taking a step as much as anything. Because Rice was really nice for them in the back half of the 23 season. And I think with a full season of him and Worthy and Hollywood Brown back, that could be pretty hot. Like, he could have, like, a return to form kind of year. And I mentioned, I think, when talking about this, whenever that was, a month ago, that voters, I think, will sort of turn. Like, Jackson had a turn. Allen had a turn. Who's the best guy again? He's already won three. Oh, look at, he threw for 4,800 yards and 40 touchdowns. Here you go. Like if he and that year to me is in the window for him. So I might like throwing a couple dollars on that.
You're going to have to find somebody or yep. Or get in your car. Go to a place. I can ask my wife. She's in a state right now where maybe she could place bets for you. I think there have to be a lot of other questions first. Convincing her to download a FanDuel app and then put money in it. And then go talk her through how to find, okay, awards. Do we have, do you see awards anywhere? I'm not sure it's worth the trouble. Joe Burrow, all time in rushing attempts, 138th among quarterbacks, 225 rushing attempts in 69 games, 3.2 maybe per game. I wish.
And those are counting. The kneel downs would count in that too, right?
Kneel downs count. I wish they didn't.
Me too.
If they didn't, this would be cleaner. But Mike Clay had a stat today just a random thing, that Allen, in all 7 years of his career, every time has ranked second among quarterbacks in rushing attempts from the 5 yard line and in. I can't find who was first every one of those years. Stathead, which I use for this stuff, does give you from the 10, but not from the 5. Mm. So I looked at some Allen stuff in this way over the years. In doing so, I had all players from inside the 10 at one point, and I did see that in 2019, from inside the 10, Frank Gore had 18 carries for 4 yards for the Bills. I don't remember that being so pathetically bad, but 18 carries from inside the 10 for Frank Gore in 2019 here, 4 yards. Allen, so Burrow, what'd I say, 130-something? Allen is seventh already all-time in rushes for a quarterback, and he'll be fifth by the beginning of October. He's 16 away from fifth, and right now he sits seventh. Aaron Rodgers is eighth.
He might pass that in 2 weeks, but comfortably by October, sure.
It's probably going badly. I mean, what's the ideal number of Allen rushes in a game?
4.
Yeah, it's not 8.
No.
8 means you're in trouble.
8 means he's dropping back all the time, and he's under duress, and he's running, I think. I feel you're losing, you know? So he's creating and doing whatever he can to try to mount a comeback. It is how that feels to me.
Again, especially if you can take out the kneel downs, because he could have 4 and then kneel out the game, and now it's 7.
Right.
And his average comes down. It doesn't feel like it should be a rushing stat. But, you know, it is. So I'll look into that a little bit more. I'd like to know. Because it does feel like it's the playoffs where he's running 8 or 10 times. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, well, we need our best stuff, and that's it. But in week 1 or week 2, to that point about the stats, the totals, you don't want him running 9 times against the Ravens.
No. No, I think even as good as it can be, that's a sign that he's had to do too much on his own.
No one's open.
Right. He's got to roll to his right, and now there's a lane, and he's just going to take off and try to hope for 12 yards or maybe more. Who knows? But it's not a good sign to me of a smoothly functional offense.
No one's open. Pass protection doesn't hold up. He gets out, and then the rushing attempts on scrambles start to pile up. Some career ranks quarterbacks and rushing attempts. Allen, 7th, right behind Elway and Randall Cunningham. Those are the two players he should pass by the quarter point of the season, maybe. Aaron Rodgers is 8th. Missed 20 years, so he's got that, versus Allen's 7.
Mm-hmm.
But, Rodgers was pretty good on his feet, so to speak.
Yeah,
not as much of that anymore. Brady is 10th. Speaking of longevity, you don't picture him running very often.
No, that's quarterback sneaks, because they were really great at that.
Right,
they weren't using the tush push. I don't think really even any real semblance of it. But he was a very effective quarterback sneak player. And then kneel downs. I'll bet 80% of those rushing attempts are kneel downs and sneaks.
Maybe. Ryan Fitzpatrick is in the top 20. 19th. Tyrod Taylor is 50th. Still active.
Yeah.
Rushing attempts, career rushing attempts. Bledsoe is 58th. Not so bad. Right? For a guy who really couldn't run.
Right.
Not so bad. 58th all time. Like, what's that number? A few hundred. 385. One more than Archie Manning. So Archie Manning was a runner.
Scrambling maniac. Yeah.
Yes. Bledsoe was not a scrambling maniac.
No.
385 rushes, 100 first downs. They have success rate on here, too. That's pretty good. Success rate is a little bit of a tricky stat. If you get 40%, I think this is right, 40% of the yardage you need on first down, which will usually be 4 yards, because it's first and 10, usually, that's considered successful. A 4-yard run is a win on first down, Second down, it's a different number. Maybe it's 20%. And then third and fourth down, you have to make it. Whatever the distance right. to go is, if you make it, that's successful. So that's kind of an interesting stat. Doug Flutie, runner, 77th on this list. So Bledsoe had way more, well, I don't know, way more.
Well,
but a few dozen more,
and more
rushing attempts?
Probably what?
Way more games?
10 times the amount of snaps than the guy like Flutie, I might guess. Flutie did not have, I mean, he was like a regular starter for what, 5 total years maybe in the league?
Yeah. Not until it happened here and then San Diego.
Right.
Bledsoe had like triple the starts
right.
of Flutie. Who had more rushing attempts in their careers, Jim Kelly or Dan Marino?
I can't believe it would be Marino, but it has to be.
Kelly.
Kelly? Okay.
By 3.
The way you asked, I just had a feel like neither guy was, you know. But I feel like Kelly was a little more athletic than Marino was.
Dan Marino's success rate on rushes, 6.7%.
Mm.
He was not running for 4 yards on first down for you.
No.
He would never.
No.
He's throwing that ball away. He's yeah. not going to get sacked.
That's right.
He's got a streak to keep,
right.
keep going. He's got a streak to think about.
But Jeff Wright eventually will break.
Kelly, in 80 fewer starts, had 3 more rushes. I can picture the Kelly scramble. He'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make it.
Yes.
I mean, he's not going to run that much, but he's going to make it. There's going to be a lane, folks. There's going to be a lane,
right.
and he will find it, and he'll get you that first down. 36% success rate for Kelly. So, fun stat, I guess.
That's, you know, pretty healthy, 36% for him.
Former Bill coming in at 200th, Case Keenum, by the way. Allen, so 7th all-time in carries, and as it turns out, thanks to Mike Clay, we know this, 2nd every year of his career in rushing attempts from inside the 5. I think that includes the 5, but literally, I guess it shouldn't. Inside the 5.
And that's all, not just quarterbacks.
Just quarterbacks.
Just quarterbacks. Okay, sorry, just wanted
yes,
to clarify.
I didn't say
okay.
it this time, did I? Right. Just quarterbacks. We will talk some hockey with Scott Wheeler coming up at 4, the finals and the upcoming draft. And the Sabres, of course. That's something to look forward to. We will look for your calls again at 803-0550 throughout the day. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here at WGR.
On the road in game 6. A playoff gem from Jalen Williams. Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers, a strong comeback, but the Thunder had the answer. It's 3-2, OKC in front here in the NBA Finals.
Mike Breen, Oklahoma City takes the lead back. Game 6 is August 8th. That bodes well for Halliburton.
Gotta let it breathe.
They moved it so that he could get better.
Give it some air. Everybody needs a little take a break.
They say he has a calf strain.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
When is game 6, actually? Not August?
Thursday night.
Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Florida. Stuart Skinner in goal. I guess I would do that. I think I would do that.
Yeah.
Try the other guy he lost.
I thought it was right to stick with Pickard after the game 4 performance. Game 5, yeah, you got to go back to Skinner. For this game 6, so they are.
Are you interested in Edmonton tonight? They've got of course they're an underdog.
Yeah.
Are they a healthy underdog?
I don't know. I ran around a lot today and I did not get around to looking. I will have time. Well, I mean, you're going to tell me right now, but I'll have time to look, you know, between the show and the game, because the game doesn't start till like 8:20.
Plus 135 Edmonton, over under 6.5. Pretty close to
what
even
is
split.
Florida on the minus 1.5,
plus 154. Right. You like that more than the Oilers?
I don't know. I will. I will sit with it when I get home. What I usually will do is build out something with one or, well, with both options, right? One with the minus 1.5 and one with the, the underdog on the money line, and then just see where it gets me and which one I like more.
Conn Smythe right now is looking like what?
I was going to Google that when I got here and I forgot, but I feel like if Marchand scores another goal tonight and make, like it's a big one, I don't know. That's never happened. A guy that was acquired in season.
Oh.
Has never won the Conn Smythe for his team.
Has he been good enough throughout the playoffs? That was the point I thought about him when people were handicapping the Conn Smythe like a week ago.
Somebody like Travis Yost to tell you that line has been like he's been a difference maker all through. Like nobody can handle that third line.
Travis predicted it,
but he wasn't scoring like crazy until lately. So he might not be able to make up the ground, but I kind of like him as an idea.
Goalie can't win.
No.
Bennett could win.
Bennett, I think, has been the favorite. He's cooled off here a little bit, but he's been, I think, the guy in the drive. From Florida's standpoint, I think he's the guy in the driver's seat. No, I don't think Bobrovsky has a look at it.
Tonight, if it ends tonight, it's either Marchand, Bennett, McDavid, Draisaitl. In defeat 2 years in a row?
I have a very hard time seeing people who voted that way last year doing it two years in a row.
I agree. It feels like the Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen discussion.
In the same series, same opponent. Like, I don't know, man.
But you need to have one
somebody
Panthers player, you know,
elevate,
look superior. Like he's the one to pick. The voters may discuss it. What are you going to do here?
Right.
Maybe you wouldn't want.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It to end like that. That's kind of what you said. For an Oilers player to win.
Right.
So you might sort of lean into the guy next to you, like, what are you going to do here? Because, right. I don't know, would that just, would you be loath to do that? Would reporters not want to be
compare notes
accused of doing that?
Yeah,
or is it something where you could have an honest conversation with somebody? Like, what do you think? I feel like there should be some room for that.
Sure, sure.
Hmm. Maybe Scott Wheeler will have a take on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've never been a voter in something like that, so I have no idea what the protocols are. Like, while they're ready to fill out the ballot, they probably aren't comparing notes, but sitting around eating dinner before the game, maybe like, oh, what do you think of that? You know, what about this? What about that? And maybe you're listening to arguments.
For, like, the general election, you know, you might just yell across the room, hey, anybody have a suggestion who to vote for president here? Anybody got a thought? I'm still not sure. No, that would be silly.
Come sway me.
I do the, you know, the proper thing, which is just whichever, if I see a certain sign in too many yards, I vote against that person.
Mm.
Usually I'll just do that. Or actually do, you know, quote my own research and use my own brain to decide. You know, it could go, every year is different. Every year is different. Scott Wheeler coming up next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.